Once again, it's Michael Feldman. Hey,
and thanks to Jeff for whipping you into a froth, if not a frenzy. How do you get down there? Oh, there are steps are over there. Okay, excuse me. Okay. In the beautiful Five Points Washington Theater, Performing Arts Center and Gymnasium. There's a gymnasium up there. Are the people doing that bike thing that they do? What is that called? Bike, what's that called?
Exercise.
Spin class. I only heard it once or twice, and I never actually looked into it further than that. We've got Jim Gleason here? Tim Gleason, join us. There's Tim. Just want to say hello. Can I get you to stand up just a second? Tim Gleason, ladies and gentlemen, he's the man. Just wanted to say hello.
How are you doing?
Doing pretty good.
What do you know?
Great to be here, and my congratulations to you for being such a strong force in helping get everything back going once again. I know people are very...
It's a great community. It really is.
And they're lucky to have you as well. Things going pretty good now?
Yes, they are. I liked your comment about the Ukraine. Very appropriate. It did happen the same day. We found out we were denied, and Ukraine got, I think, $1 billion. So, but... Absent that, we will be better the day before the tornado, guaranteed.
And did you really want FEMA trailers anyway?
No comment.
You don't want those FEMA trailers. Believe me, there's one problem. Nice to meet you. Let's see now. We got Jim Taylor here. He farms, I guess. You should know by now, shouldn't you, Jim? Where are you back there? Okay. There's no way I'm getting to you, Jim. You got to tell me, do you farm or don't you?
Only in the summer.
Only in the summer. Okay, that's what you do. And what are you growing out there?
Cows.
Cows and corned beef? Okay, that's good. Going pretty good? Yeah, okay. Who's milking them now that you're here?
Calves.
That's smart. You got the calves milking the cows. Why didn't someone else think of that? That's a real time saver. Then you just got to milk the calves later in the day. Okay. Did you know my children were forced to listen to you in their teens at the dentist? Oh, when the dentist they were going to for braces listened to you? Oh, what a horrible thing. That's a double whammy. You're at the dentist and you have to listen to me. That's Beth Brush. Beth, can I get to you? I'll tell you, why don't you come down to the aisle here, and I'll meet you there, because then I won't, if you trample on people, they won't mind so much. If I trample on them, they mind. I don't know what it is. All these years, they wouldn't mind if you did it, but I am. How are you?
I'm great. I'm here as a birthday present from my daughter.
Really?
I am.
What did you want to get? Certainly didn't ask for that.
Actually, after she bought these tickets, she then moved to Indiana. So she's not here, but she's listening to you, we hope.
So it was kind of the good news, Feldman tickets, the bad news, I'm moving to Indiana. But she got a job out there?
She does, and she was one of the ones that got braces. Dr. Feldman down, excuse me.
I've been called worse.
Down in Southern Illinois, yeah. And we would go to see him on Saturdays. And the other brace recipient was right there, too.
Really? How do you feel about me?
You make my mouth hurt.
You make my mouth hurt, is what you said. Okay, well, thanks for that.
You're welcome.
Nice to meet you, dear. Pleasure. And happy birthday. Your birthday today? All right, what we got here? This is all messed up here. Who are you? Okay. Are you hungry? I am. Okay. I got all my cards mixed up. Wait a second. It's my first time at the show. Where is the lake? Is your bracket busted? Yeah, my bracket has been busted for years. Let's see. No, that's not it either. What did I do with the cards I actually meant to grab? These are all the ones I rejected. Let's just talk to people. How are you?
I'm doing good, thanks.
Yeah. And you are?
I'm Sheree Johnson.
Sheree Johnson, and what are you doing good these days?
Well, I'm studying hard. I'm a student learning how to train chaplains. So let's
keep how to it. Train chaplains? I thought they came trained.
Need a little bit of help.
Yeah. Can you tell a chaplain anything? I mean, I wouldn't think so.
Well, yes, you can.
Yeah.
Yes, you can.
Okay. You didn't train our brother Monk up here, did you?
No.
Have you always been a chaplain trainer? Or?
Well, no, I'm a minister by profession, and then I became a chaplain, and now I'm training to become a chaplain educator. So.
Wow, it's like a circle.
Well, it seems like.
I hate to say a vicious circle, but you come back and so you.
It feels like that. So.
Very nice to meet you.
You too.
And are you? How are you?
I'm well. How are you?
Fine, thank you. What's new with you?
Not much. You?
Okay, there's a dead end. Okay, let's just talk. Anyone who'd like to get on the air here right now, because I messed all your cards up, I'll be happy to. Yes, this gentleman here is something he wants to say. Stand up there so people can see who I'm talking to. How are you?
Pretty good. How about you?
Not so bad. And what's new?
I was just wondering if you guys had a little car trouble on the way down here. I see you hit a lot of road signs.
You know, honestly, we did not steal those road signs. But if you're wondering why you can't get to 74, that's probably the reason. And I'll tell you, it is an ordeal trying to get to 74. You got to go through someone's backyard, and then you cut through a shopping mall, and you know, and then you got to know somebody, and to get on the ramp, it's really very confusing.
Where are you from in Wisconsin?
I'm from Milwaukee originally.
Oh,
Madison now.
I came here from Sheboygan.
You did?
Yeah.
You've got that southern Sheboygan accent, yeah.
I've been working on losing it for the last couple of years, but
I think you made it. I think you did.
Yeah.
What are you doing now?
I work as a metallurgical technician.
And what is that? Something to do with metal, I know.
I'm still figuring it out, too.
What do you do that for?
Caterpillar.
Okay. Caterpillar! Let me ask you this. Do you bleed yellow?
I haven't checked in a while.
You should have that looked at, really, if you do.
Nice to meet you.
Your name is?
John.
John. Sheboygan John, they call him around here. Okay. We got, what? Him I should talk to? Just because he's got a Badger jersey? We got a Badger jersey here. So what'd you think about that first game there? We rolled over American Family Insurance team.
It was fantastic, although I was worried. I was in a business meeting, and they were 10 down in the first half. So I was happy when they won by 40. Yeah, a little slow start.
And you are?
I am Rich Drager.
Rich, and what do you do these days?
I work for the Salvation Army.
Oh, man. You guys come out at Christmas time, that's it, right?
No, and I'm sure you could ask the people here in Washington differently nowadays, but no, we're 365. We're busy.
Very nice to meet you. Anything I can answer for you?
Actually, on my card, I wrote, do you know where Mauston is?
Mauston, yes.
Yes, I have a brother and sister who both built the retirement homes there, so I'll be spending a lot of time there soon.
You'll be in Mauston, in our neck of the woods. Drop in and see
you. I will. Nice to
see you. Okay. We're going to play a round of the, unless someone else here has something pressing to say. Do you have something pressing that you want to get on the air here?
Something what?
Pressing that you feel you want people to know.
Not really.
Anything pressing on you personally or someone?
Is this thing on?
Okay. I can come back later. You want to think of something? You got anything you want to add?
Well, nothing to add to that.
Well, this gentleman here has got something that he's been longing to say. Yes.
I just want to go on record to say I like Kaboom.
You like Kaboom? Let's take an instant poll on Kaboom the Gargoyle. How many of you like Kaboom? Okay, that's about you then.
Doesn't sound good, does it?
Many of you do not like Kaboom. Sounds like Kerplunk to me for Kaboom. We'll have to call, if they call him Kerplunk, I think people could relate to it a little more.
I think so too.
And I understand the guy who plays him, the mascot, the physical mascot, has got a PhD or something like that.
Something like that. He was a professional who was hired at the beginning. They're interviewing students.
What are you asking that job interview? I mean,
students are now trying out to become Kaboom.
Yes.
Where's your boat? You said on the radio that you was going to paddle down the Illinois River.
Did I say that? I never know what I'm saying. They give me copy, I read it. It's not usually how I work, and I don't have a boat.
Okay.
I don't even have a skiff.
Okay.
All I got is a burger barge.
I feel sorry for you.
I think that would make the trip anymore. Yes, yes.
When we were up in Madison about 4 years ago, you asked about big owls.
Yes. How they were doing since I left, you know.
I told you that they were moving.
Yeah.
Yeah. Did you come down to check on where they moved to?
We couldn't find it. We went down to where they were, and they're building like a Courtyard Marriott or something there. Is that right? What a disappointment.
Just go over by the Civic Center.
Well, you know, do you?
I drive by it, but I wondered if you...
Drive by it, right. He drives by Big Al's and just waves at it every so often.
But since you asked about it, I wonder if you came down to visit it.
You know, I loved it because it's a real family strip club. You know, it really is. A really nice family feel to it, which is unusual for, you know, I guess they don't call them strip clubs anymore. They call them something exotic family strip clubs. We're going to play a round of the What Do You Know quiz. Yes.
Congratulations to you and Savannah. Didn't you just get married last weekend?
Oh, Savannah Guthrie, yes. We were trying to keep it on the down low. But unfortunately, it was a different Mike Feldman, that married Savannah Guthrie, yes. What do you mean, really?
Well, I Googled you before I came.
Thank you. You can Google me anytime.
I actually did know of you before because I listen every weekend, but I wondered if you were the same Michael Feldman that Savannah Guthrie just married.
Unfortunately, I'm a different one. But, you know, I'll tell you what bothers me about that. I checked the story out and, I married Savannah Guthrie. And that was kind of cute. But then, you read a story and then they have these little stories you might be interested in. And they had celebrities who marry ugly men. You know, there's a whole list of people, of women who've married ugly men. And I thought, that's really insulting. I mean, that guy he looked a lot like me. But I thought that was insulting. Anyhow, we're going to play a round of the What Do You Know quiz. Chance to win fabulous prizes just for being fabulous and knowing what it is you know. Before we can do that, we have to know, how are you doing, dear? Doing pretty good?
Pretty good, yes. Yeah.
What's new with you?
Not a heck of a lot right now. Just glad that Washington's coming back.
Nice to have you here. Your name is?
Suzanne Boley.
Susan, very nice to see you. Thanks for coming. All right, so now we got someone down here with the four disclaimers. Yes, come to the aisle there, and I will meet you at the aisle, and we will not exchange vows. How are you, dear?
Fine. Nothing personal, but that's fine with me that we don't exchange vows. Honestly, it's really nothing personal.
No, okay. What is it then?
Well, first of all, you are married.
Okay, that's a minor thing.
The other thing is that I feel that, you know, till death do us part meant a lot more when you only live to be 40.
Very well put. Very well put. When you live to be 40, till death do us part made sense.
You know, our life expectancy is a lot longer now. Although my parents have been married 63 years, so.
We could talk about this at length probably at some other time. Your name is?
I'm Deborah Rhodes.
Deborah,
mm-hmm.
Can you take this, please, and take over?
All right. Four disclaimers. All questions used on What Do You Know have been painstakingly researched. All the answers have not. Ambiguous, misleading, or poorly worded answers are par for the course. Listeners who are sticklers for the truth should get their own show. Kaboom! Persons employed by the International House of Radio or its member stations are lucky to be working at all, let alone tying up the office phones trying to play the quiz. Listeners who have won recently should sit on their hands and let someone else have a chance for a change. All opinions expressed on What Do You Know are well-reasoned and insightful. Needless to say, they are not those of the International House of Radio. its member station, or lackeys. Anyone who says otherwise is itching for a fight.
Very well done. Nicely crafted. Thank you very much. Sorry the marriage is off, because I like that. Let's see a show of hands, those of you who want to play the What Do You Know quiz. This is a chance to show what you've learned all these many years and probably have never. Why are you flapping his hand? That's not. He's got to flap his own hand. You are flapping your own hand. All right, listen. Come on. What the heck? All right, sure. He's hard to resist. He was flapping his hand, or she was flapping it. I don't know. You know how marriage is. Somebody's flapping my darn hand. I know that. Could have been me. How are you?
You know, my wife said you look like Walter White before the haircut.
Oh, you mean on Breaking Bad?
Yes, the real Walter. Yes,
I'm mistaken for meth dealers often. It's my wardrobe, I guess, more than anything. And you are?
Shelley Epstein.
Shelley? And what do you do these days, Shelley? Oh, you're well known here.
Of course. I retired from the newspaper after 30 years.
Oh, you're on the paper.
Retired. Yeah, worked with Luciano quite a bit.
You know Luciano?
Yeah.
How was he in person? Pretty nice?
About the same as he was here.
Shelley, give me one good reason you should play the quiz.
Well, because I used to have hair.
All right, we don't need a good reason. Come on up here, Shelley. I really can't make you sit down again. That's a downer. Shelley Epstein, ladies and gentlemen. Now, ascending the stage at the Five Points, Washington. Have a seat over there, if you would, Shell. Oh. So what was your beat then, Shelley?
Well, I did a lot of government reporting. Half of the time I was at the newspaper, I was on the editorial page.
Oh, you did?
So we.
Did you sign your editorial?
It's interesting you asked that. History says that the former editor by the name of Chuck Dancy, who is still alive and a great man, signed the editorials for years until he retired. Uh-huh. And then our predecessor, Tom Driscoll and Barb Drake, decided that it's probably time for those opinions to be the opinion of the newspaper, the institution, as opposed to the individual. And so the short answer to your question
too is... Too late for that.
No.
I think you should have to sign it. If you're going to say something, sign it.
Our names were in the paper every day.
Yeah.
And anyone who wanted to know, they weren't our opinions individually. Those are columns.
Yes.
We could give a journalism seminar on this, Michael, if you like. But
I don't think so.
Okay, that's we've heard enough.
I just asked if you signed the damn editorial, that's all. Because you're going to say something, you're going to tell people what they should think.
We should
at least put your name associated
with
it.
We stood behind them if we didn't sign them.
It's not quite the same thing. It's like throwing a rock from behind a barrier. Anyhow, that's journalism, I guess. And what are you doing in retirement? Have you got retirement skills?
No.
Yeah. You don't golf or boat or
I do
fish
golf.
Or...
We travel quite a bit.
Yeah.
And I'm doing a little consulting. You know, people who don't work anymore, they consult.
Yeah. What do you consult on?
Communication stuff.
Oh.
You know. That sort of foolishness.
Because I'm worried about it. I'm getting close to that retirement age.
Oh, I recommend it highly.
Another 20 years. I could be a consultant, but I don't know in what, you know.
It's a great... doesn't make a difference. You know, once you're a consultant, you can do anything.
Yeah, well, who's going to come to me for advice?
Media stuff. You know, you're skilled.
Oh, well, thank you very much. I didn't realize that.
Well, you can make meth.
There we go. Okay, so Shelley, someone out there plays along with you. You know how this works.
Oh, yes.
It's a general knowledge sort of quiz, but it's cooperative, isn't it?
It is, yeah.
Sarah Nix.
Does that mean communist?
Sarah Nix, ladies and gentlemen. She wore the heels for you. Do you want to give them the full length look at the...
It's radio.
I know, then why'd you wear like 6-inch heels?
Saturday. Peoria, what do you know?
So how does this work then, Sarah?
Well, somebody at home plays along, and if they would like to do that, they call this week 309-444-2456, and you ask them a qualifying question.
Okay, this is a question you can answer. And you, what was the number again?
309-444-2456, mm-hmm. which is also 309-HIGH-HAIL-6.
Oh, how about that?
Yeah.
Anyhow, if you can answer this question, the qualifying question, brainstorming at the Peoria Downtown Advisory Commission came up with what? If you can give us one thing that came up at the Downtown Peoria Advisory Commission, because there was one thing, as I can understand it, they came up with idea for improving the downtown Peoria. What was it? Give us a call at that number. Once again, was
309-444-2456.
Yes, brainstorming. Brainstorming at Downtown Peoria Advisory Commission came up with what? It was an earth shaker. Let's go to the phones right now. Matt's on the line from Peoria. Hey, Matt.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning. How you doing?
I'm good.
Were you on the advisory commission, any chance? Or?
I was not.
Did you closely watch the results?
I did not.
You did not. Do you have any idea what I'm talking about?
No.
Okay. Well, it's nice to chat with you anyhow. What do you think they might have come up with for improving downtown?
For improving downtown?
Yeah.
Let's see. I think they had suggested to build some buildings.
Talk to you later, man. Okay. Okay, Harper's Ferry, West Virginia. This was probably picked up there in the news, Harper's Ferry. Hi, Bill.
Hey, how you doing?
Pretty good. Yourself?
Doing real well, thank you.
I'm glad to hear it. Are you working today? You got a day off? Or?
Nah, I'm just kicking back, getting some honeydews done.
Getting some what done?
Honeydews.
Honeydews?
I got some, yeah.
Is that a euphemism for something or what?
Well, you know, the wife kind of gives me what she wants done, then I can do what I like afterwards.
Well, when one does honeydews, what does one do?
Well, one's going to take the shutters off the house and give an old paint.
Oh, I see. Your honey's telling you what to do. Okay, I'm a little slow. You're taking the shutters off and painting them?
Yes, sir. That's exactly what I'm doing.
Yeah, why don't you leave them on and paint them? It's a lot easier.
Well, it's kind of sloppy that way. It just don't look good.
Yeah. Well, then you can paint the house afterwards, and you got an excuse to paint the rest of the house. Bill, they had brainstorming at the Peoria Downtown Advisory Commission. They came up with one simple solution for improving downtown. Do you know what it was?
It was to fix the parking that they have down there.
No, that's a good idea, though.
Yeah, because if you're up in the Peoria and tried to park, it's hard.
Have you done that?
Yes, sir. I actually did go to Peoria one time in my life to see the Caterpillar factory that built your loaders and dozers and such.
Yeah. Well, then we're going to give you credit for that. Congratulations, Bill, from Harper's Ferry. Just to get you off the shutters for a minute there. Anyhow, because the answer is just bike racks. Anyhow, it's not really not worth fishing for. Too long. It's bike racks is what they said.
Sorry about that.
Yeah. Bill, this is Shelley. He's your partner here in crime.
Hey, Bill, how are you?
Quite well, Shelley. Thank you. How are you?
Great. I wanted to tell you that, you know, when my wife painted the house, she took off the shutters, too, so you're doing something right.
All right.
He's got the honey don't work in on it. Okay, so, Bill and Shelley, you are partners now. We have various categories, and what are those?
They are current events, people, places, things you should have learned in school had you been paying attention, science, and odds and ends.
Okay, Bill, we'll put down that brush for just a second there, and what category would you like?
We'll go with places.
Places it is. What's another name for to dream with the help of a Manitou? Is it Decatur, Tazewell, or Peoria?
Peoria.
What was the question?
That's right, Peoria. Newspaper guy didn't even know. How do you like that? Bill knows it there. Bill's a smart customer there.
That's a one right and zero wrong.
Okay. What remains then?
Current events, people, things you should have learned in school, science, or odds and ends.
Okay. Shelley?
Let's do current events.
Current events, right out of the news, maybe not. Okay.
Can I ask the audience for help?
No.
Okay.
Drop it and drive. Does that mean the phones or the guns?
That would be the phones.
He says the phones, Bill.
And the question is?
Drop it and drive? A thing in Illinois now, they're saying drop it and drive. Do they mean the phones or the guns?
Oh, I'd say the phone.
Phones. Although both would be nice, actually. Yes, it is the phones. Okay, drop it and drive means put your phone down and don't drive with it. And that's a good thing.
Too right.
Yeah, these guys are too good for us.
Yeah. The categories left are people, things you should have learned in school, science, or odds and ends.
Bill, back to you.
Let's go with odds and ends.
Odds and ends. All right. If you are told you bleed yellow, is that a compliment?
Whoa.
Might mean something else in West Virginia, I suppose.
My goodness. This is a new one. What about you, Shelly? I got this, Bill.
That means you work for Caterpillar Tractor Company, and since they do fairly well, that would be a compliment.
Hey,
that's
I'm
right.
Go along with you.
Exactly right. Holy cow! They've won the quiz. That was too easy. Too easy, Sarah. What can we do about this?
Well, we could give them a chance to get the whole shebang of prizes. The mother load, as it were.
The mother load, the cornucopia, the horn of plenty.
As at the paradise, yep.
Yep. So they have, well, can you explain how that works?
Yeah, so they choose one more category, you ask them one more question, and if they get it right, they get all of the prizes.
And if they get it wrong?
They get none of the prizes.
Guys are willing to take a risk?
What do you think? I'm up for it.
Let's do it, Bill.
All right.
Okay, buddy.
That's encouraging. You got to get this one right. And what categories are left?
Either people, things you should have learned in school, or science.
Okay. Is it Shelley? Your turn to choose?
It is Shelley. Have we met?
Oh. Yes.
things you should have learned in school.
All right. Let's just see if
definitely
this is.
Definitely not science.
Okay. It says tire ball skills. Explain.
Tighter ball.
No. Way wrong. Don't say any more with that beginning. Tire ball skills. Explain.
Tire
ball skills. Now, I don't think Billy probably would know this. In fact, let's get something else here. Okay.
Okay.
It's LACON as in what?
You got that answer? LAC.
Yes. In other words, how do you pronounce LAC? C-O-N, as in
oh,
what?
Oh, Lacon. L-A-C-O-N, Lacon. A good restaurant up there. It's so Twin Cities of Sparlin. Sparlin and Lacon.
So as in bacon, right?
Lacon as in bacon.
Lacon as in bacon. Billy, go along with that.
I'll go along with that.
Yes, you've won. Congratulations. Everything.
Wow. Shelley, you'll enjoy a bottle of fine wine from the Mackinac Valley Vineyard southeast of Peoria. Then get some cultural enrichment with a pair of passes to the Peoria Riverfront Museum, currently featuring a blown glass exhibit of Dale Chihuly and Friends. Perhaps take a class yourself with a certificate from the Peoria Park District, catch some sports with a minor league baseball game from the Peoria Chiefs, and attend a production at the Peoria Players Theater, taking the stage since 1919. Bill, you've won fine meats from Echo Valley Meats in Bartonville, whose owner Dave Alwan's motto is, I know the meat business from conception to consumption. Then read Brian Ogg's Peoria Spirit, the story of Peoria's brewing and distilling industries from the Peoria Historical Society. Look cool wearing sunglasses with patented polarized plus two lens technology from Maui Jim, headquartered in Peoria. And keep your feet happy wearing Abe Lincoln socks from Relics on West Glen Avenue in Peoria. Modern gifts and vintage fun. Congratulations to you both.
There you go, Shell.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thanks for playing the quiz. Bill, hang on for just a second. Make sure you get that and get back to your shutters.
Thank you, sir.
Thanks, man.